Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a summary neurological report on patient Joanne, J-O-A-N-N, Berg, B-E-R-G. Now, this should follow the transcription of October 15th, but I can't find it in my computer. So we're starting over. Joanne Mary Berg, date of birth, 5/28/1949, 75-year-old married woman, address is 1825 Apple View Way, Paradise, California, 95969. Phone is 530-519-1369. Cell 530-518-8397. Parenthesis, spouse in parenthesis. ID is XXX00585. Driver's license should be DL number colon R 007, I'm sorry, R00478-09. Email address vanstamper@comcast.net. Occupation is retired. The referring physician is Dr. Julie Archer, MD. Esplanade Suite 1, Chico, California, 95926-3367. Please leave spaces for phone and fax numbers. The clinical indication is findings of cognitive decline on annual wellness visit.
Tom, it's your dermatologist's office.
I'm dictating.
Okay. He's in the middle of dictating. I'm his wife. Can I take the information?
Joanne Berg's family reports cognitive decline. With symptoms of anxiety, depression, and personality change. New paragraph. Comorbid medical problems, family history of coronary artery disease, prediabetes, depression, hypothyroidism, hypertension, dyslipidemia, hives, history of calculus of the kidney, symptoms of amnesia. Reports of diabetic nephropathy. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Archer and professional colleagues, Joanne Berg was seen initially for diagnostic evaluation on October 15, 2024. Subparagraph, the transcribed consultation report was not returned by the transcription company. New paragraph. At that time, her med list included L-thyroxine, 100 micrograms, zolpidem CR 6.25 milligrams, Losartan 25 milligrams, metformin 500 milligrams, bupropion 24XL 150 milligrams, potassium 15 mil equivalents, citalopram 10 milligrams, Victoza 18 milligrams per 3 milliliter injection, Pravastatin 10 milligrams, new paragraph. She subsequently completed the NIH quality of life questionnaires, reporting no difficulty in communication, slight disturbance of sleep, these are listed vertically, with trouble of with ruminative thinking, daytime sleepiness, and initial insomnia. New paragraph. There was no significant decline in her sense of positive affect and well-being. She reported slight increased symptoms of anxiety, reporting that many situations would make her worry and that she was easily startled. There were a few symptoms of depression, reporting that she felt that her life was somewhat empty, feeling worthless and unhappy. Doing everything was an effort, critical of self-mistakes, feeling sad and lonely, discouraged about the future, finding things in her life overwhelming, trouble maintaining clarity of thinking, feeling emotionally exhausted, needing help for her depression. She reported some symptoms of emotional and behavioral discontrol, including some difficulty controlling her temper, doing things without thinking, impatient with other people, bothered by little things, easily upset, feeling angry, sudden emotionality, feeling restless, hard to adjust to unexpected changes, hard time accepting criticism, she reported that she rarely felt discouraged about the future. She rarely found that things in her life were overwhelming. She rarely felt unloved. She rarely felt pessimistic. She rarely had trouble keeping her mind focused. She rarely felt emotionally exhausted. She rarely felt that she needed help for depression. She reported that she rarely enjoyed things that she used to enjoy. She reported some symptoms of fatigue, reporting that rarely she felt she had no energy and felt fatigued, rarely frustrated, being too tired to do things she wanted to do, rarely feeling tired. And rarely being frustrated. New paragraph. She reported that rarely she had trouble getting things organized, remembering where things were placed or put away, remembering a list of 4 or 5 errands. Rarely making simple mistakes, comma, words being on the tip of her tongue, comma, rarely having to read things several times for understanding, rarely having trouble keeping track of what she was doing if distracted, rarely having trouble doing more than one thing at a time, rarely having trouble remembering what she was supposed to do, rarely having trouble remembering new information, rarely having trouble sequencing her tasks, rarely having trouble remembering the name of a familiar person, rarely having trouble thinking clearly, rarely reacting slowly to things that were said or done, rarely having trouble forming thoughts, rarely thinking that she was mentally slow, rarely having to work hard to pay attention, rarely having trouble concentrating, rarely having trouble getting started on tasks, rarely having trouble making decisions, rarely having trouble planning out the steps of tasks. She reported essentially no problems in satisfaction of social roles and activities. She reported little lower extremity dysfunction and mobility. with little difficulty in walking on uneven surfaces or simply slippery floors. She reported slight dissatisfaction in social roles and activities. She reported no upper extremity dysfunction. New paragraph. We obtained critical diagnostic laboratory testing for dementia risk factors. Subparagraph. She had a positive Quest AD detect all caps PTAU217 plasma finding, slightly elevated 0.95. She had a APOE isoform in the plasma E2/E4. Her general medical testing for dementia risk showed an elevated hemoglobin A1C, an increased insulin resistance score, elevated random glucose, reduced EGFR, new paragraph. Initial imaging studies of the brain including a high-resolution MRI brain dementia complex evaluation, showed no evidence for acute intracranial hemorrhage, mass effect, encephalomalacia, or malformation. overall, the volumetric analysis of the whole brain and hippocampal volumes were less than the first normative percentile, with the temporal cortical volumes at the second percentile. These findings are suspicious for Alzheimer's disease. The frontal cortical volume was at the fourth percentile. That study was followed by the PET-CT AMYVID amyloid evaluation imaging study, which showed diffusely increased AMYVID uptake throughout the cortical cerebral gray matter. Most intense uptake was seen in the prefrontal, lateral temporal, and parietal areas, showing a clear loss of normal gray-white contrast. The cerebellum showed no evidence of abnormal uptake. Overall, the scan was positive, indicating moderate to frequent amyloid neuritic plaques. New paragraph. As such, her neurological evaluation showed findings of early cognitive decline with a clinical history of having psychiatric manifestations, including wandering in the afternoon and evening, paragraph. At her last evaluation in May, she completed the Montreal Cognitive Assessment evaluation, scoring 15 over 30 with clear dysfunction in memory recollection, attention, but not language or obstruction, if that's abstraction, and orientation. New paragraph. As such, she is a candidate. I'm sorry, this continues with following this last sentence. The ADA dementia screening interview showed a score of 7 over 8, reporting problems with daily judgment, reduced interest in hobbies and activities, verbal repetition, forgetfulness of dates and years, trouble remembering appointments, and daily problems with thinking and or memory, a score of 7 over 8. New paragraph. She also completed the Edmonton Frail Scale on May 4th, 2025. Scoring one point for medication use, a total score of 1 over 17, indicating that she did not demonstrate significant frailness. New paragraph. Her husband reports that her difficulty with sundowning is persistent and difficult to manage. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and her findings, positive for the biomarkers and imaging dysfunction consistent with degenerative dementia of the Alzheimer's variety, we are referring her to the Leqembi, L-U-Q-U-I-M-B-I, infusion program in Marysville. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns after her first infusion and we move forward in helping treat her dementia symptoms. My signature.